Okay, so we're going to start from Mem Vav Amud Beis, 11 lines up. But before we start, let's give a quick recap of where we were. We had said that there's a machloikis between Rabbo and Rav Chista whether or not a person who cooks on Yom Tov lemachar for a different day, whether that person is loiker or not. And we said that according to Rav Chista, who says, let's start with Rabbo. According to Rabbo, who says you're any loiker, Rabbo, we said, has a hay in his name. He holds of hoyo. So he holds a svara that when you did what you did, it's possible that it won't be us. So we consider that sad, because maybe Orchim will come, even though you ate already, and you were planning to really cook for tomorrow. But the Maisa, we can't punish you, because since it's possible that Orchim would come, and then your action wouldn't be a lav, so therefore we don't give you Malkus. Whether or not we say it's mutter, I think from the Mashmois over here, Rabbi is telling you that the Chatchilo, it's mutter to do so. I think that's what Hoyo means. That's what I haven't seen again the words in the Rishonim yet, but that's, from the flow over here, it seems that that's what's going on. Rav Chista, on the other hand, will say, no, you're loike, we don't say hoyel, you were cooking for tomorrow, on Yom Tov, you're not to cook for other days, and therefore, you're over the lav of loisasa malocha, and therefore you are, you would get malchus for that. So we said then, so we had a question from Rabbi Rav Chista, what about cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Yom Tov to Shabbos, how do you explain the heter? See, this is where I thought that this is a raya, that hoyul, right? He's saying hoyul gives you the heter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That means hoyul is a heter, it's matir you, not just takes off the malchus. So he asked him, well, how could you allow cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos if you don't say hoyul? What method would you allow? So he answered, Rav Chista answered very clearly, you have Erev Tavshilin. He said, Erev Tavshilin, that's not going to be matter you to cook and to take an Isser of Yom Tov and get rid of it because the Rabbanon enacted some sort of Erev Tavshilin. He said, no, let me explain to you. You're thinking that, you, Rabbi, are thinking that it's Osir Medei Raisa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's Takanat Osir, because we paskin that it's Kedusha Achas, and so therefore you're really allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So why do you need Erev Tavshilin? Teretz is, it's Exeir. There's Exeir, the Rabbanon said you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Why? Because people will make a mistake and allow you to cook from Yom Tov to Chol. So therefore they enacted Erev Tavshilin to be a hecker that, look, you're really cooking before Yom Tov starts. You're really cooking before Yom Tov starts. Without that Erev Tavshilin, you wouldn't be allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So therefore a person sees, oh, the only reason why I'm allowed to cook now on Yom Tov for Shabbos is because I have that Erev Tavshilin in place that we made it yesterday. Oh, so it's not so posh, I can go ahead and cook from Yom Tov to Chol. So therefore, that's how the Rabbanon got around it. So therefore, that's the method I'm using, but not because of Hoyul.
Is there a man doma that holds that Yom Tov and Shabbos is not one?
So I don't know. I mean, we mentioned that Rashi brings in this concept of that it's Kedusha Achas. We know that comes from Gemara and Erevin, which really there were two man da Omrim. I'm not sure. My Chavrusa wanted to say that it's a localized thing, that this is the Kuli Alma local to hear this halacha of being meichin from Yom Tov to Shabbos, everyone holds Kedusha Achas. Whether or not you hold in general, maybe you're able to hold the Shtei Kedusha. Right, it's not be this, it sounds like that. I didn't really do enough research to answer that question. Okay, so that's how we left off. That was machlokes between Rabban and Chisto with regard to Erev Tavshilin. Comes out there are Lamaisa Nafka Minas. Lamaisa Nafka Minas, if you take a look at the test, you'll see that Mechavrusa really prepared the reading between the lines here, what comes out, lemaisa, there are nafka minas between Rabban and Rav Chista in Erev Tavshilin, in cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos after a certain time, cooking from Yom Tov to Chol after a certain time, whether if you say Hoyol, well Hoyol is not a blanket allowance to cook, Hoyol is only because it's possible for Erechim to come, so if you're cooking late in the day, when it's not possible for Erechim to come anymore, maybe you don't have that, but if you have from Yom Tov to Shabbos, if you have a blanket rule because of Erev Tavshilin, maybe you'd be allowed to cook as late as you want. You have Erev Tavshilin from before Yom Tov. So there are the Maisa Nafka Minas between these two shitas. Okay. And now let's ask another Shaila that Rabbi asked Rav Chista, and that's 11 lines up from the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Beis. Eisvei Behema Mesukenes Lo Yishchoit. The Braisa says that if you have a Behema Mesukenes, a Behema is about to die, and if it dies, it'll become an Avela. So Lamaisa, right, if you're somehow able to do the malachas that are mutter for eichel nefesh on Yom Tov, you might be able to save this animal. So the Braisa says that you're only allowed lo yishchoit elo kadei shiyochol lechol hemeno kezayis tli mibo'oyun. The only heter to shech this animal that's mesukenes is if you're able to, there's enough time left in the day, that if you would be able to eat it after all the preparations are done, which means the shechting, the hefshed we'll see, and everything else, and you at least cooked it, how, with tli, which is roasting, is just the fastest way to cook something. As long as you're able to eat a kazayas of it while it's still day, then you'll be able to do it. But if any of these conditions are not met, you would not be able to do it from it. Now, what does Rabbi want to learn from this? Yochel lecho. He wants to make a diuk in the words, yochel lecho, a person's able to. Afagav deloy boyu lemeichal, even though he doesn't really have to. Now, what's working here? So he says, klor, bishlam aludidi. It makes sense according to me, the amri hoyo, that we're saying a svarov hoyo. That's how we plug this in. Hoyo vi boyu lemeichal. Since, if I wanted to eat, Motzi ochel, I would be able to, because I prepared it with enough time to do so. Mishim hochi yishchet. We're saying a hoyo. In other words, hoyo is not specific one hoyo. We saw before, we started the Gemara with a hoyo of, by the case of the challah, right? Hoyo that if I could be machil alei. Hoyo, and then we have another hoyo over here, hoyo mikle oichim. We have another hoyo which Rashi alludes to, the hoyo that Rabbi Lezer enacts, that allows you to say that, right, hoyo, that maybe it's not this challah that I'm gonna use, this loaf I'm gonna use for challah, maybe it's the other one. That's also hoyo. Hoyo means that we recognize a certain sad that is a possible eventuality, there's potential this could take place, and we consider that in the matter right now, whether the halacha should be this way or that way. So here we're saying a hoyo. The hoyo is that since I'm able to eat it because I prepared it with enough time, even if I don't go ahead and eat it, but if I have enough time to prepare it that way, so we should say that it'd be mutter to shecht such an animal. If I don't eventually do it, but myself it's possible, so as long as I made it possible, I'm now allowed to. So he says, obviously that's the only way to understand the heter here, that you're allowed to do such a thing. According to you, Rav Chisto, that you don't recognize the hoyo, you won't say hoyo, you don't like to say hoyo, so then for what reason are you allowed to go ahead and shecht this animal? If the maiso, I don't recognize the fact that I'm able to eat it, right? Then what would be the reason I'm allowed to shecht? I can't eat it, lemaisa. You know why I can't eat it? Because I'm full. Rashi's gonna explain to us. I'm full. So what's Rabbi using? Rabbi's using a svar of hoyul, there's enough time. There's enough time to do these things, so then since I put it into a position where I would be able to eat if I wasn't full, so that's enough. That's the hoyul, that's what the hoyul is doing. But according to Rav Chisda, doesn't recognize hoyul, I'm not eating this. I'm not eating, everyone knows I'm not eating this.
He changes the circumstance a little bit.
How?
If he wasn't full. Well, nice, and now he is full.
No, so he's
we have all this time constraint that he has to get all of this done.
So whether I'm full or not, it's fine. The point is, would I be able to eat this? Would it be in a state that I'd be able to eat it? The item, not me, not I'm here, I'm there. Doesn't matter.
So 1 second. So then, why shouldn't that be good according to the president?
That what? Hoyle means that I'm recognizing that possibility. According to Rechista, I don't do that. I don't recognize.
It requires him to eat it?
Oh, very good. Very good. We're gonna see that for some reason the Me'iri is gonna say that you don't have to. But let's learn Pashut that I would have to, according to Rechista. I would have to eat it. The only way that I could, that's what the Gemara is asking. The only way to recognize that if you don't say Hoyle, the only way to say that I'd be able to shech this is if I could eat it. If I can't eat it, so then what's the reason? Let's see Rashi before we answer Rechista. Rashi says, Dibra Maschul, Behema Masukenes. It's like six lines down into the widest lines. Behema Masukenes, Vroita Lishchoita, Lishchoita Biyomtev. He wants to shecht it now in Yomtev. Shalei Tomus Biyamsedena, so it shouldn't die, and then he loses it because it's an Avelo. So he said that if you have enough time to get it ready, to process it, and to cook it by roasting it, so, a kazayis of it, then you could eat it. Then you could shecht it. And Rashi just points out, kazayis tzli zeu kal b'bishulim. That's the quickest way, the easiest way to get bishul done. So we said, kadesh yochoy lecho, sheye shuz bayoim, Rashi explains, enough time in the day, kadei lahavshit, to skin it, v'lachtoich kazayis, to cut off a kazayis, v'litzlois v'lechoy, to roast it and to eat it. Then if there's enough time like this, shuri. Even though he doesn't plan to really eat it, he's not going to go and eat it, but he's just preparing it. There's enough time to prepare it to get ready. So then we'll say hoyel, since he had enough time to do that and so on. So then he can shecht it because it's possible. Just like orchim, it's possible orchim will come. So this is a possibility that by that I'll be ready to eat it. Amai Shochet. Now he asked on Rav Chisda, but according to you, that you don't even recognize Hoyle. So what's the heter over here to go ahead and do this? Amai Shochet. He says Haloit Zorach Lameicha. He doesn't need to eat it. Shekvar Ochal. He's full. So what's the
Gemara itself doesn't set it up that way. That's required. How can we touch on this right?
Yeah. Oh, that for.
How is it kedaishi yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So when it's in that state.
According to Rav Chisda. According to who now you're asking?
The Eisevei starts out. So even according.
The Kasha of Chisda. Yeah. Even according to Rav Chisda, that what?
It shouldn't require actual eating. He's asking on him. Rav is asking Rav Chisda. According to you, how could this be possible?
Right.
But he doesn't call for him to actually eat it. It only has to be kedaishi yitzalev.
Fine, but Rav Chisda doesn't even recognize that. What? For Rav Chisda, that's not enough of a reason. Just because I put it into a state where I could go ahead and eat it, who cares? Lamaisa. Could I shecht it right now and eat it? No.
The Eisevei is
he's asking from a Braisa. Rabbi's asking from a Braisa. Have you seen this Braisa? The Braisa itself says Kedeshi Yochel Echel. All I need is to have enough time to be able to do these things so that I would be able to eat it, because without Shkita I wouldn't be able to do it. So we're allowing the shechting on Yom Tov, which is only for Yochel Nefesh, on the basis of a hoyo, that it's possible.
Because the only way you could do this is if you were actually going to eat it. Otherwise, you're not allowed to do the shkita.
If I'm just doing shkita for tomorrow, then there's a problem. So he's asking Rav Chisda, according to you, that we don't recognize the hoyo, the only reason why I'm shechting this is for tomorrow. So what's the heter to go ahead and shecht it? So Amar Li. So I'm sorry. Amalei, yeah, 5 lines up at the bottom. Amalei, so Rav Chisda answered him, Mishum, Hefsin Mamoina. Yeah. There's the heter of the Rabbanon is because of Hefsin Mamoina, because I have a big loss over here. So therefore, I'm allowed to shecht. Affecting more right away. What type of heter is that? Mishum, Hefsin Mamoina, Shirin, Isru De Raisa. There's the Isru De Raisa to pair on Yom Tif, not for Yom Tif. We know very well that you are not going to eat this on Yom Tif. Only reason that Rabbah allows it is because of Hoyul. According to Rav Chisda, it's also mit deraisa. So what are you saying? Because of Hefsin Mamoina, because the guy feels like he's going to lose. That's a reason enough that we should say that should be mutter. So Amalei in. He says back to him, Rav Chisda answers, yes. Now what does yes mean? Yes does not mean that this is working to undo an Isser deraisa. What he answers, what Rav Chisda is right now answering, the question was, well, because of Hefsin Mamoina, that's why it's mutter mit deraisa. So he says yes. What he means with the yes is, that yes, it's mutter because not also mit deraisa.
Not that Hefsin Mamoina undoes with deraisa.
Right, it's not Hefsin Mamoina itself. It's Hefsin Mamoina, which we're going to explain how that works. But basically, we can get it out of being an Isser deraisa. And once we get it out of Isser deraisa, and we're not using Hoyo, Rav Chisda has the heter too. He explains this braisa with his heter. What is it? He says, Mishum Hefsin Mamoina, Gomar Beliboy, Lecho Kezayis, the Efshel the Kezayis, Bosar Beloy Shkito. He says like this, that Hefsin Mamoinoi is so great, that concept, this what he's conceptualizing in his mind, that I'm going to lose this animal. So you know something? Even though I'm not hungry, I'm going to force myself to eat it, because I know that the only way I could eat it on Yom Tov, the only way I could shecht it, is if I'm going to eat it. So therefore, he makes up his mind.
He redeveloped an appetite.
He makes up his mind. He says, you know what? For this, I'm going to eat. Yeah, I'm full. But you know something? The only way for me to save this animal is for me to eat a kezayis basar. So it's not hoyul. It's more actualization. Now here, the Meiri says that he doesn't have to actually eat it, which is interesting. Because it sounds like he could do it, but then he doesn't have to actually eat it, which is almost like a hoyul. But I think maybe we're saying that he has to mamash make up in his mind that he's going to do it. So if he does it or not, doesn't matter. But he has to mamash make up in his mind that he's not doing it for tomorrow anymore. Uh-huh. Before, he was saying, oh, I'm going to do it for tomorrow. I'm just going to use hoyul to
same thing as hoyul.
No. The difference is that in this case, he mamash, he made up in his mind, I don't care. I'm a fool. I'm going to eat this.
Yeah.
Now later on, if he can't trick himself.
Hoyul means it's a possibility.
Hoyul means a possibility. Possibility.
I'm not intending.
Yeah.
And after you made up your intention,
Hoyul is much more makeable than what we're saying here.
But the end result is the same thing.
The end result might be the same, but the point is the intention. What's the reason why I'm shechting right now? I'm shechting because I'm going to eat right now. If he does or not, doesn't matter. I'm shechting right now. If he's tricking himself in his mind, that's haroma. That doesn't work. We're saying as gomar beliba
ilecho kezayis. Well, the fact that he didn't end up eating wasn't
that doesn't matter because it's all in the mind. Why is he shechting right now? He's shechting because he's going to eat it. He made up. I'm going to eat it. He's getting ready to eat it. Whether he actually does or not, that's not negeya. That's not negeya. So that's Rashi. Rashi explains a little bit more. We should have some of my night. He knows very well that he can't eat this. He can't shecht it, right, and eat it without making it clear, right, what's going to happen. Gomar beliboy. Therefore, he makes up in his mind. Lenois is atzmai to force himself. Labra al daita to go back on what he originally thought. Hey, I'm full. I'm not going to eat. Belecho kazayis. He decides I'm going to eat a kazayis. Therefore, he gets out of the problem of why we said before that this is all the person needs to do. He's allowed to do this because now he has a tzerich yomtiv. His tzerich yomtiv is that I want to eat a kazayis of this in order to save my animal. But lemaisa, oichal nefesh, he's taka doing for oichal nefesh. Umishumahu zayis boy lemishkatelach lekula. The only way to eat a kazayis of this animal is in order to. The only way to do that is to shecht it. If you want to eat a kazayis of an animal, you can't just eat a kazayis. You have to shecht it.
Why is the point so important?
Maybe a smaller piece. I wouldn't have to shecht the animal. Maybe I could.
Obvious. No, man. Why is Rashi making this big deal over here?
Because, okay, one second. So in other words, if he wouldn't be ready to eat a kazayis.
Since we know the standard is a kazayis, and the only way you can get to the kazayis is through shechita, okay, so he's shechting it. It became permitted.
Kazayis, but the mishnah tells us. Actually, saying why am I allowed to shecht the whole thing if I'm not going to eat the whole thing on Yom Tov? Why? I'm allowed to shecht the whole thing. I'm allowed to do a full shechita.
The requirement is only for the kazayis.
That's all I need to make it an achilo that it's l'tzerich oichal yom tov. But the point is, I'm allowed to do. I think it's almost along the lines of the mitoy. And we say that because I have had to do this much, I've had to, even though it's more than I need. So that's what Rashi's pointing at the gzayis. Nishumahu zayis boil the mishnah to the kulo. I have to do a shechita on the whole thing. The efshel gzayis possible is shechita. It's not possible to eat a kazayis that much of basar without doing a real shkita. Rashi ties back. But by the hoyel that you said, Rabbi, this is Reb Chisda speaking. The hoyel that you said of mikle le'orchim, that he doesn't have to make up in his mind that he's going to eat it on Yom Tov. Mishum hoyel lo yisharin yisru de'raisa kim le'tzarach midi. The midi there is the isra de'raisa to cook from Yom Tov to a different day. And because of hoyl that is not going to be actualized, I'm not forcing myself in my mind I'm going to eat this. I'm just using there's a possibility that orchim are going to come. That's enough of a reason to be matzit. Zokar chisto, I don't see it. There's a big chilik between the case that we're talking about here with the behemah mesukenes to your case of ifam yom tov stam ifam yom tov lechoyl. Big difference. There, you're saying that it's mutter even though it's not going to happen. Might not happen. Might not happen. Hoyle, it's possible it will happen. I'm saying that no, it's only if he mamish could do it. If he makes it up in his mind that he's going to do it, then it's mutter. So, bichilik.
What was by Oifa that he...
By Oifa, all was that he was cooking. All he was doing was cooking it on Yom Tov, for after Yom Tov, and he's using the svar of Hoyle to say that because it's possible but guests will come, it's mutter.
Right, we're going back to the Mishnah, I'm sorry. In the Mishnah...
Oh, we're not going back to the Mishnah.
Okay, that was a different
Mishnah. Yeah, because the Mishnah we said was Machalik Yisrim Lezer and Bishua of Hoyol, and now we're just bringing the Sugya of Hoyol, because we mentioned Hoyol by Rabbi Lezer and Bishua, so we're mentioning the Sugya of Hoyol from Beyo.
Again, so by Oifet was what again?
Oifet was that Rabbi said that you don't get Malkus. Hoyol. You don't get Malkus for cooking on Yom Tov for Hoyol. And Rechisa said, no, you get Malkus. You're Oifet, you cooked on Yom Tov for Hoyol.
Uh-huh. But he doesn't give a head to...
Who, Rabba?
Reb Chisda.
No, Reb Chisda says also you get Malkus.
Right, I'm saying Reb Chisda could have given the same heter.
No, he couldn't. Only if he made up in his mind, I'm going to eat it. But We're saying the case over there is he didn't make up in his mind. We're saying the case over there is he cooks from Yom Tov to Chol. You eat Mamash for Chol. Right. Zok Rabba, then I'm out of it. No, it's not a problem. I don't get Malkus. Why? Because of Chol. Zok Reb Chisda, there's a big chilek between this case and that case. This case, he's Mamash making up in his mind, he's going to do it.
Right.
He's compelled. He's out of the question. He's not being over Yom Tov.
Okay.
Okay, Zok Mervaiter. Let's ask another shayla. Another Shiloh. Now this Shiloh is really going to go back on the last answer that we gave about Eruv Tavshilin. That if you remember, Rav Chisda said that cooking on Yom Tov to Shabbos is not an Issur Deraisa. The Gemara is going to now question that premise, which is basically throwing out Rav Chisda's svaro that the reason why you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because of Eruv Tavshilin, right? So he doesn't need Hoyul. But if we question that and we disprove that, then we have no reason for why you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos except for Hoyul. That's what I was about to do. Esvei lechem aponim nechal l'tisho la'asoro u'la'achadasor lo'ipochez lo'yoyser. We're saying that the lechem aponim that's baked is going to be eaten in 9 days, 10 days, or 11 days, never more, never less, or never more. What does that mean? Ketzad kidarkoi l'tisho nefa be'erev Shabbos nechal b'Shabbos. Usually what happens is, usually you cook it Erev Shabbos, and then you put it out, you baked on Erev Shabbos, you put it out on the Shulchan that Shabbos, the next day, and then it gets swapped the following Shabbos, and you eat this Lechem Aponim that you baked that Erev Shabbos. So it was 9 days ago. If you count up from Friday to the next Shabbos, it's 9 days, including the first day Friday, including Shabbos, it's 9 days in total. That's the normal case. However, Chol Yom Tov, the Braisa says, what happens if you had Yom Tov involved? Liyos Be'er Shabbos, Friday was actually Yom Tov, so the Braisa says, Nechal Shabbos La'asoro. You know what happens? You cook it, you bake it on Thursday. And what happens is, when you eat it the next Shabbos, it's really 10 days later. That's the next case. And what about Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah? Nechal Shabbos La'achadasor. Then, if there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Thursday and Friday Rosh Hashanah, you know when you bake it on Wednesday, so it comes out that the next Shabbos, the following Shabbos is 11 days later. These are the possibilities for how, this is only in these cases, you can't go further back than that. You can't go back more than 11 days with the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim will be eaten within 11 days. Why? The Braisa gives a reason. Baking the Lechem Aponim is not Doicha Shabbos, that's why you don't bake it that Shabbos, you bake it before Shabbos. And it's not Doicha Yom Tov, that's why you back it up to Wednesday or to Thursday. The Amrit, now here's Rabbi's Kash. The Amrit Tzurcha Shabbos not from the Yom Tov. If you're going to tell me that Midei Raisa, there's no problem cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Amayle Doicha Yom Tov. So why do we say that you back it up to Wednesday or Thursday? Let him bake the Lechem Aponim on Shabbos. Why? Because what are you going to tell me it is? It's Issa Midrabbanon, that's what he said, it's Issa Midrabbanon. Someone will make a mistake and say you'll have to cook to chol. But we know that in the Beis Hamikdash, we know that concept. Rashi is going to tell it to us. So therefore, if it's only a Din Derabbanon, what would be the reason that you would say you're not allowed to do it? So, let's see Rashi. It catches up with Rashi. Rashi, on Membo and Beis, just two words. Lechem Aponim kol Shabbos HaShabbos. Every Shabbos it was Lechem Aponim. Nechal etisha on the top of Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. L'yoyim teshila afiyoso. It's eaten on the ninth day of its baking. Nefeb Erev Shabbos. It's baked on Erev Shabbos in a normal case. Zu, this Shabbos. Misadino yisona mocher. You put it on the shulchan, you set it up and arrange it the next day on that Shabbos. Well, the Shabbos habo, misalkano yisona. And then the following Shabbos, you remove them from the shulchan. And you, Harehu Nechal, Shabbos Habo, Yom Tishil Afiyos. Rashi just explains the process that you're now going to be eating it on the ninth day of its baking. Chal Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, Rashi continues. If Yom Tov comes on Erev Shabbos, and now you're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov, anything that's not needed for Yom Tov itself. Vafuum Erev Yom Tov. So then they would bake it Erev Yom Tov Shu Chamishi B'Shabbos, which is Thursday. Nechal Shabbos Shniyo the Hain of Asor. So then it would be eaten on the second Shabbos, which is 10 days later. Shnei Yom Shor Rosh Hashanah, she explains. Cholu B'Chamishi B'Shishi. Rosh Hashanah came out on Thursday, Friday. Kigoi now explains. When do you have it? See, it used to be, now if you look at the Mishnah, it's in Rosh Hashanah. It used to be that Rosh Hashanah was 1 day. When did it become 2 days? Zotrashi, that Kigoin Shebo Eidim and Amincho Lamailo. If the Eidim came after Zman Mincha, so then we made 2 days. This Nan, the Mishnah says, in Rosh Hashanah, Noyagim Oisai Hayoim Kodesh Ulamachar Kodesh. They would be Noyag today Kodesh and the next day Kodesh. Nefe Berevi B'Shabbos. So now, because Thursday, Friday, which are Yom Tov, and have a Din Yom Tov, so then you would do the baking on Wednesday. V'necha B'Shabbos Shni La'achar Asor. And Rashi explains further. Right, so that's 11 days later, from Wednesday to Shabbos, 11 days later, that's when it's eaten. Now, Rashi explains right away, hold on a second, if you make a cheshbon, if Thursday and Friday are Rosh Hashanah, so it turns out the next Shabbos is going to be Yom Kippur. make the cheshbon, right? So meaning that if Thursday is Aleph Tishrei, then it's going to come out Shabbos is going to be Yud Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. So then it wasn't going to be eaten Yom Kippur at all. So then what do you mean it's eaten on 10 days? Maybe it's eaten 11 days. Maybe it's eaten 12 days.
In this case.
So if you're asking, no. Two reasons why that's not the case. Shabbos lav Yom Tzoyim, who it's not Yom Kippurim Tzoyim, v'chshehoyu boim Eidim l'achar HaMincha, because in the case what we're talking about, where the Eidim would come after Zman Mincha, hayu oisin elul me'uber u'mayim yom sheni. Tishrei would only start on Friday. That last day, that first day of Thursday, when the Eidim came after Mincha, they would make that the last day of Elul. And therefore, Tishrei would only start on Friday, and therefore, Sunday would be Yom Kippur, they would be able to eat on Shabbos. They would only be Mekadesh that day to say that that day is the first day of the new month, if the Eidim came before Mincha. That's the first answer that Rashi gives for why it's not a problem to say that they're eating it on the 11th day, which was Shabbos, which we would have thought was in Kippur. Another reason Rashi says is V'inami have a Yom Tzoyim, Etaka was Yom Kippur Shabbos, Motzi Ochel El Urta, but they were eating a Motzi Shabbos from Lav Malka. They're having Ne'echal Yom Belayla, because anything, these left up on them be eaten for a whole day and the following night. Uvekodshim Laila Hulechas Achar Yom is a cloud. That Kodshim, the way it works is the night, not like usual, by Erev Ayavoker. Kodshim, when it comes to, right, you Shech today, you have today and tonight. So Kodshim, the night follows the day, so therefore, the 11th day is not over until the next morning, until Sunday morning. So therefore, it really is considered the 11th day, even if they don't eat it on Shabbos, but eat it on Matzah Shabbos, it's still considered 11 days, because that's really part of the same unit as Shabbos itself. Linyan Kodshim.
Is it considered part of the same day, or are we getting...
It's considered part of the Shabbos day. Even though it's not Shabbos anymore, they don't produce Shabbos,
right.
But it's considered part of the 11th day after following the baking. So therefore it's not 12 days. So even if Kippur would come out on Shabbos, by eating it on Matzah Shabbos, it would be 11 days.
How do we know this? Maybe it's, let's say if this was the 11th day, it wasn't a time, we could say that it was the 11th day, and you're getting half of the 12th.
The Brisa says, like Pachas V'Yosef, so Rashi is working it out, and he's saying that because of this cloud, Kodshim, that it goes night after day, we know that it's not going to be right.
Still considered 11th.
Right. Zot Rashi further, now Rashi asks another question. What about Stam Yom Tov Sheni Shadolias? The Maaseh we're talking about Tam Bavli over here. So Jashi Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Davka Nokat, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah were specifically chosen here, not other Yom Tov. This man Lech Maponim, because we're talking about the Zman Beis Hamikdash. Well, Yehayu Shnei Yom Tov Shadolias. There was no concept of 2 Yom Tov Shadolias. The only time you could have 2 days of Yom Tov is this way of Rosh Hashanah coming out this way, where they came after Zman Mincha. Then you have it. So therefore, that's the only case that you can have, where it's 11 days following the baking. The Brisa continues, says she'ein deich alois Shabbos leis Yom Tov. She'ein deich ba'afiyosi. The afio of this lechem aponim, the baking of this lechem aponim, is not deich Shabbos Yom Tov. Lechem aponim tzorche Shabbos who? Lechem aponim is a tzorch of Shabbos. She'nasalke va'ochel nois avi Shabbos, because they would remove it and they would eat it on Shabbos. V'imidei Brisa nasin b'Yom Tov b'gvulin. And if midei Brisa, right? You're allowed to cook from Yom. Cook and bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos. If Midrash says it's allowed, Umidrabbanon who the Osir, it's only Midrabbanon that it's Osir. How b'Migdash came alone, the Lord goes with Ashvus. But in the Beis Hamikdash, they weren't Mekayim these Rabbanon. They didn't enact these Rabbanon. So it wasn't made for the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, b'Mayin Doiches. So why shouldn't it be Doiches? So let's hold off this part of Rashi. That's what Rashi is pointing out. Is the question is L'chayra, if it comes down to Dindrabbanon, like you said it was, Rav Chisda, then we don't understand this price. So why is it that it's not Doiche Yom Tov? You should be able to bake the Lechem Aponim on any Yom Tov. Friday's Yom Tov, Thursday's Yom Tov. Let you bake. You would never come to a Thursday.
And according to Rabbo?
According to Rabbo, Rabbo will say,
yeah.
You mean whether or not you have to come on to Hoyol now?
Yeah.
Well, it could be awesome if they rice to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos.
Without Hoyol.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's the reason for Rabbo. Okay. Now the Gemara answers like this. What's Rav Chisda's answer? So Rav Chisda, like this. Oh, Rav Chisda makes a chilek. Amalei, I have like 7 lines down. Amalei shvus kroiva atiru, shvus ruchoy kaloy atiru. There's a difference. The difference is a shvus kreva and a shvus rechoika. You know what? You know what they didn't allow in the Beis Hamikdash. You know what they allowed in the Beis Hamikdash? Only a shvus kreva, meaning if it was a isidr abonon, but that it was going to be done right away, because they had an immediate need, then they would be matter. They weren't gozer such a shvus in the Beis Hamikdash. But shvus rechoika lo yatiru. A distance shvus like this, the isidr abonon is not for now. The isidr abonon is for much later on. For 11 days later, they were gozer in the Beis Hamikdash. Let's go back to that middle of the Rashi. Rashi says in Dibur Maskel she'eino doicham. Rashi says la'olam tzorchei Shabbos biyom tif ein bohem ela mishum shavus. Rav Chisda could say I'm fine. I can still say what I said, that cooking from yom tif to Shabbos is isur d'rabbonon. Udekokash yeloch. Hocho lishteri the ein shavus hamikdash. This question you had on me, well, let them allow it. There's no shavus in the Beis Hamikdash. That's not true. Shavus kreivo shel yom tif atzmoi. The isur d'rabbonon that's gonna be needed for this yom tif itself. Oishal oishal Shabbos atzmo. Or the next day, that day you're going to need something for the following Shabbos. Hamikdash etiru in the base of Hamikdash they were matter, but shvus rechoyk lutchay shvus yomtiv zeh b'shvil Shabbos niyo to be doicha this yomtiv for a need that's going to be in 11 days. Lo yetiru b'Hamikdash, that they were not matter in the base of Hamikdash.